92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite. I'm Mary Ellen Murphy. A prominent progressive Democrat and experienced West Michigan business leader has declared his candidacy for the Michigan State House of Reps in the 88th District. The announcement was made earlier this week by his campaign, Our Voice in Lansing. We say hello to Tim Meyer. How are you?
Good.
Hang on.
Yeah, I've had a campaign meeting already this morning, so I'm awake.
How'd that go?
Pretty good. We're planning the campaign launch, which is in 2 weeks. So there's some logistics for that and some more phone calls that need to be made to get donations for that fundraiser.
Now, the 88th District, because things have changed, it includes parts of Norton, Shores, and Muskegon County, as well as the Tri-Cities, Grand Haven, Ferrisburg, Spring Lake, and then an area of Ottawa County extending north of New Holland and east of 96th Avenue. Many people, and I actually had somebody send me a message on social media, ask Tim, why? Why are you doing this right now? Why aren't you retiring, sailing off somewhere?
I did retire. I've sold my business, Rock and Road Cycle, to our son, Matt, and he's doing fantastic with it in its new location. And I was very happily retired, traveling in our camper van, gardening, and I was planning on chicken coop and chickens. So I was pretty happy. But I'm also still active in our county party, and I've always paid attention to state representation from the Tri-Cities. So we knew there was a new district. We were trying to find a candidate to run. We've always had a candidate, even though in the old district it was not easy to win. So we ran the numbers. It's basically a 50-50 district now with the addition of Norton Shores. So the opportunity is there. It's important, I think, for local folks here to have a representative in Lansing, and we have not had that. I ran before 8 years ago. I know the ropes. I know what it takes to win, the donations that need to be made, the doors that need to be knocked. I'm poised to do this. We did ask. We asked Rob Davidson. We asked Sarah Howard. I guess I was next. And my wife's 110% in. I'm all in. We're doing this, and we got a chance to win this seat.
Well, it does make a difference that you have the support of your spouse. That's a huge undertaking. This is a huge undertaking.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about Ottawa County. I had a couple days off. I was a little under the weather, and, you know, I wasn't really paying attention to the news, just sleeping a lot. And then I go and I'm looking at everything that's going on. And it's almost daily that things are happening with the Ottawa County Board of Commissioners. You know, what can you do in Lansing about that?
Well, it starts... My opponent, my likely opponent, we don't know who it's going to be for sure until filing's over, but the incumbent gave Ottawa Impact cover, I believe, when he ran 2 years ago. He's got mailing piece that went out, and it spouts those exact positions. These are not responsible, traditional Republic positions. These are positions about mandates, about shutting down schools. These are things that kept us safe, and he's spouting these off just word for word exactly off of Ottawa Impact. He gives those folks cover to be who they are, and that's a problem, and I'm going to fight that. In Lansing, you know, my job here is to represent the values of this side of Ottawa County and Norton Shores, which are much more moderate, and that's my job there, is when someone comes to me with an issue, just like someone's coming to our bike shop with a bike that needs to be repaired, it's my job to address that for them. And it's my job to listen openly and fairly and to address that concern promptly.
Fair enough. Anything else you want to add?
Yeah. I think this is this was timely because I was listening to WGHN Morning Show.
Mm-hmm.
You had the guests here, Positive Options. And it's like, you know, I'm listening to that and I'm thinking, gosh, there's people on this side that aren't going to like what they do for an unwanted pregnancy. And there's going to be people on that side that are not going to. And I listen because you're asking, where are they located? It's like, are they going to tell you? But, you know, the climate that we're in right now, and these folks are doing exactly what needs to be done. There's an unwanted pregnancy. You know, is that a pregnancy we want to keep just because we didn't plan it out? And this happened in my own family. And
well, this will get to me, but, you know, they gave birth to a beautiful, beautiful little girl. And a lot of people know this, but she had some very, very special needs, and she was a joy to a lot of people. She lived 8 years, and no one's regretting bringing her into the world. But, right. Yeah, and I'm going to get with, I think it was Shelley over there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Shelley and Gary, and they're just down the street from, we opened a campaign office on North 7th Street, and they're just down on the corner. But yeah, that's exactly the sort of example of the cooperation I think we need to make. In Lansing, we need to have early childhood education. So someone facing an unwanted pregnancy and deciding, can we bring this kid in? How are we going to afford the food? How are we going to afford the child care? How are we going to support this kid? Is this going to be something that destroys our marriage and our family, or is this something where we have the support of society? So it can't just be pro-life. It's got to be pro-life for a whole family for a long term growing up here.
Well said. I appreciate you being here. The website?
Website is Tim Meyer, and it's M-E-Y-E-R, timmeyer.vote, .V-O-T-E.
All right. We have the story on the WGHN website as well, and I'll put this podcast up there. Nice to meet you, finally. I've heard all these things about you.
Yeah, we've been Facebook friends.
I know.
Yeah.
But you know what? That's all fake. That's not really who I am. You got me on a good day. I have makeup on today. Tim Meyer, thanks for being here.
All right. Thank you for the time.